నవగౌరవరం నవ పుష్పశరం నవభావధరం నవ లాస్యపరం. నవహాస్యకరం నవ ప్రేమవరం ప్రణమామి శచీసుత గౌరవరం. ప్రేమవరం ప్రణమామి నవ ప్రేమయుతం నవనీతశుచం నవవేషకృతం నవ ప్రేమరసం.
నవ ప్రేమయుతం నవనీతశుచం నవవేషకృతం నవ ప్రేమరసం.
నవధాబిలసశుభ ప్రేమమయం ప్రణమామి సచేసుత గౌరవరం.
నవధాబిలసశుభ ప్రేమమయం ప్రణమామి సచేసుత గౌరవరం.
హరిభక్తి పరం హరినామధరం కరజాప్యకరం హరి నామపరం.
హరిభక్తి పరం హరినామధరం కరజాప్యకరం హరి నామపరం.
నయనె సతతం ప్రణయాశ్రుధరం ప్రణమామి సచేసుత గౌరవరం.
నయనె సతతం ప్రణయాశ్రుధరం ప్రణమామి సచేసుత గౌరవరం.
సతతం జనతా భవతాపహరం పరమార్థపరాయణ లోకగతిం.
సతతం జనతా భవతాపహరం పరమార్థపరాయణ లోకగతిం.
నవలేహకరం జగతాపహరం ప్రణమామి సచేసుత గౌరవరం.
నవలేహకరం జగతాపహరం ప్రణమామి సచేసుత గౌరవరం.
విజభక్తికరం ప్రియచారుతరం నటనర్తన నాగర రాజకులం.
నిజభక్తియచారుతరం నటనర్తన నాగర రాజకులం.
గుణకామిని మానస రాజ్యకరం ప్రణమామి సచేసుత గౌరవరం.
కామిని మానస రాజ్యకరం ప్రణమామి సచేసుత గౌరవరం.
కరతాళవరం కలకంఠరవం మృదు వాద్య సువేణికయా మధురం.
కరతాళవరం కలకంఠరవం మృదు వాద్య సువేణికయా మధురం.
నిజ భక్తి గుణావృత నాట్యకరం ప్రణమామి సచేసుత గౌరవరం.
భక్తి గుణావృత నాట్యకరం ప్రణమామి సచేసుత గౌరవరం.
యు युगधर्मयुतं पुनरन्दसुतं धरणीसुचित्रं भव भावोचितम्
युगधर्मयुतं पुनरन्दसुतं धरणीसुचित्रं भव भावोचितम्
तनुध्यानचित्तं निजवासयुतम् प्रणमामि शचि सुत गौरवरम्
निजवासयुतम् प्रणमामि शचि सुत गौरवरम्
अरुणं नयनं चरणं वसनं वदने स्खलितं स्वकनामदरम्
अरुणं नयनं शरणं वसनं वदने स्खलितं स्वकनामदरम्
कुरुते सुरसं जगतः जीवनम् प्रणमामि शचि सुत गौरवरम् चन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द
जय द्वैत चन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द
जय जय चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द
चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द
जय द्वैत चन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द
పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి శ్రీలా ప్రభుపాదికి చతంత్రతామృతికి ఓమజ్ఞానతిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షువన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషాశూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో ఐ షో యు ద సెక్షన్స్ నౌ ఫుల్లీ. లిబరేషన్ ఆఫ్ భట్టాచార్య, దిస్ ఇస్ ద అండ భంగ అండ్ భట్టాచార్య టేక్స్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య టేక్స్ హోమ్ నిత్యానంద అండ్ అదర్ డివోటీస్ అరైవ్. హీస్ ఎంక్వైరింగ్ అబౌట్ ప్లేస్ ఫర్ లార్డ్ టు స్టే. దెన్ గోపినాథ్ ఆచార్య సోమ భట్టాచార్య డిస్కషన్. దెన్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య డిఫీట్స్ సోమ భట్టాచార్య అండ్ కన్వర్షన్ ఇంటూ వైష్ణవ ద చివరి లాంగ్ సెక్షన్. ఈ వాల్యూమ్ ఇస్ గుడ్, ఆల్ రైట్, ఎక్వయింగ్ నో. హరే కృష్ణ, ఆల్ రైట్, ఓకే. సో ఇన్ దట్ దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ డివిజన్స్. లార్డ్ చైతన్య హియర్ సోమ సోమ భట్టాచార్య. Then Chaitanya gives proper explanation of Vedanta. And this we are going to do today. What is the verse number we ended with? 152, yeah. So we will go from 153, we will go. Then we go to this one, Shankaracharya's Vivartavada, as opposed to the Parinambada philosophy. Then Atmarama verse explanation by Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya displaying the forms of Vishnu and Krishna to Bhattacharya. The new Saram Bhattacharya surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. And Saram Bhattacharya's faith in Prasadam pleases Lord Chaitanya, who is bringing some Mahaprasad to give him. And Bhattacharya's devotion and composition of two verses in glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he changes Mukti Pade into Bhakti Pade from one Bhagavatam verse. That's all. So, totally 286 verses. We are in 152. Let us see what pace we can go today. So, we will go with this thing only. Now it's only, it will go faster. Is it big enough?
Yes.
We finished 152. Yeah. So, what Mahaprabhu was emphasizing till now was absolute truth is personal. And even the verses in the scriptures which talk about Lord are not having hands or legs, that is actually denying the material form. Spiritual form is glorified. I told you, arupaya ururupaya nama aacharya karmini, like that. So that was over, 139 to 152. Now the next section comes, very important section, about the Brahman has multifarious multitudes of potencies. This is a very important thing. Shakti, and there is Shaktiman. Please read it. 153 we will start.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead has three primary potencies. Are you trying to prove that He has no potencies? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now quotes four verses from the Vishnu Puran, 6761 to 63 and 112-69.
Yeah, that is that verse, famous verse. Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Kshetrajna Kya Tata Para Avidya Karma Sanyaya Tritiya Shakti Rishyate. This is one verse. The three Shaktis are explained there. What are they? Antaranga Shakti, consisting of what? Sandhini Samit Hladini. And then Bahiranga Shakti. And thirdly, Tatastha Shakti. There's another verse also. Ek Shakti, Ek, 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 what is it? Ek Desha Sitasyagner Jyotsna Vitsarni Yata Parasya Brahmana Shakti Stati Namakhilam Jagat. That's another verse. That means just as in a dark room, you keep a lamp in the dark room. The lamp is in one place, locally situated, but it is spreading the light all over the room. Like that, the Lord is located in the Goloka, but His energies are spread everywhere. Like that, that's the meaning. So both are talking about the Shakti of the Lord. Now, what is the need of talking about Shakti? You are very soon coming to know. Mahaprabhu will make it very clear. The Lord is Shaktiman, possessing these Shaktis. So, let us read 2-3 more verses and then we will go to that. 154. Okay. 154, okay. Now, here they have given a table which is not available anywhere. I mean, it's not there. So, the table is basically three things. Marginal potency, external potency, internal potency. We should know the difference between the three. Marginal potency, like all of us. Tatastha Shakti, Jiva Shakti, Kshetrajna Shakti. Influenced by avidya, that covers his constitutional position or spiritual identity and causes him to suffer the threefold miseries called samsara tapa. Correct, no? See, here is where the vital difference is coming between Mayavad and Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy says that there is Supreme Brahman, which is infallible. But there is a minute Brahman, namely all of us, which is fallible. We can fall. We have a tendency to fall down. And how is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining that? Like a spark of fire can be extinguished with a glass of water. But a whole sun cannot be extinguished even with buckets of water. Correct, no? So that is different. So Krishna is called Mayadish. We are called Mayavash. Correct, no? So that difference is explained. Also the Jiva is wandering. Sarvaga. Sarvaga means sometimes in spiritual world, sometimes in material world. And he is also only a part and parcel. He is not the whole. Part is a part, whole is a whole. Repeat.
Part is a part, whole is a whole.
Yeah. So, that difference he established also. And then, of course, he exists in different material forms. In material forms, his freedom is of increasing degree. For example, amoeba, most condition. Isn't it? Then you go to higher forms. Like for example, dry grass, he says, then wet grass. Then he says, then he talks about, you know, worms, then the crawling creatures, then the animals, you know. Then gradually from four-legged animals to the, you know, from the quadrupeds to the two-legged man. When a jiva becomes, gets the body of a man or a woman, human body. And then there are higher forms also. Yes. You can read the Kapila's gradation of living entities. Up to the point of a pure devotee. In all these different species of life, that means there are five chetanas, you know. Avrita chetana, Mukulit chetana, Sankuchit chetana, Vikasit chetana and Purna, Vikasit chetana. For example, say you have a bulb, shining bulb, but covered with a black color cover. Then the color emitted will be very less. Then maybe red color cover, or sometimes yellow color cover. So it emanates different amount of light. Maybe in yellow one it will emanate the most. Correct, no? So, in the same manner, RYB, which is a red, yellow one, black or whatever. So black is, okay, blue or black is tamaguna, and then red is rajaguna, and then yellow is sattvaguna. Correct, no? So the living entity's ability to be more conscious, more alert, more aware, and less forgetful happens as he goes from tamaguna to rajaguna to sattvaguna. When he goes to Vishuddha Sattva, he becomes completely purified. Now you go ahead with the question.
Just like we gave example for this big fire and small spark. So for the small spark can be extinguished by a small glass of water. So same with this example can be given for that those who are pure devotees and for conditioned souls. Because they are pure devotees, so Maya cannot influence on them. So can the example
actually,
given
even in
like
pure
this?
Devotees there are three gradations. Even in that also. There is one, actually there are three types of pure devotees. One is called the Murchit Kashaya Guru. Even gurus are categorized in that. And then second one is called as Nirdhuta Kalmasha Guru. Third one is Bhagavata Parshada Guru. Three levels of gurus. So the Murchit Kashaya Guru is one who has both legs in material world, but his eyes are fixed in spiritual world. And the second guru is what I told? Nirdhuta Kalmasha Guru. He has one leg in material world, one leg in spiritual world. And of course, his eyes are also fixed in spiritual world. And then Bhagavat Parshada Guru is both legs and both eyes are in spiritual world. Like that it is said. So, the third level person can never fall. But even the first two categories, there is a likelihood of fall if they are very careless. Like that, these are explained in our Vaishnava literature.
So, that example can be given to them.
Correct. Yeah, even if they become infallible also, they can never become equal to Krishna, no? Correct, no? The jiva never becomes equal to God, because therefore the is considered in the, you know, part and parcel category. It is not the whole, you know. Then the Bahiranga Shakti or Maya Shakti or Avidya Shakti makes the living entity forgetful and godless and fills him with karma bandhana, fruitive activity, because of his rebellious attitude towards the Lord. He is explaining about the Bahiranga Shakti. So, external potency, and third is internal potency, already I told you, Sat, Chit, Ananda, Sandini, Sambit and Hladini, okay? What is Sandini? Anybody can say? What is Sandini? Existential potency, the spiritual world existence. That means all the things, spiritual items, yeah. And Chit is Sambit, knowledge potency. And Hladini is pleasure potency, Radharani. And Radharani is in charge of Hladini and Samvit, two of that. If you combine Hladini and Samvit, it's called Swarup Shakti. And Sandini is in charge, Balram. For that, yeah. So, Mahaprabhu is telling all these things from the scriptures. He says that these three Shaktis are there from the Supreme Lord. Don't try to render the Absolute Truth as impotent or no Shakti wala Brahman. As Mayavadis try to strip off the potencies of the Lord from him. So, therefore, he is condemning that thing. So, let us read now. Now, it will be easy now when we read now. Read it.
154.
Yes.
The internal potency of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, is spiritual as verified by the Shastras. There is another spiritual potency known as Kshetragya or the living entity. The third potency, which is known as Nisayans, makes the living entity godless and fills him with fruitive activity.
So, in this world, the Bahiranga Shakti is actually like a smoke. The smoky metal world is made for atheistic living entities or those who didn't want to serve, those who want to turn away, you know. So, therefore, as long as we are enveloped by the material energy, it's very difficult to comprehend the Lord. People are so engrossed that they identify totally with what is the paro api manute anartham tatkritam chapi padyate. He says, yeah, sammohito jiva. Being bewildered by the Bahiranga Shakti, people identify myself as man or a woman or a dog or a cat. Everybody very strongly identifies with it. And they live out their whole life in their consciousness. The dog thing, I am a dog and this is my lane. Any dog comes here, I have to drive him out. That is his consciousness. And similarly, a living entity is in a female's body. She thinks, oh, I am very beautiful. My hair is very silky. My dress is very attractive. Everybody is looking at me, they are attracted. He is imagining himself to, not himself, the jiva is imagining himself to be like a female. The man is thinking, I am a man, I have a Bhagat Singh moustache, you know, I am very smart looking, I am wearing costly shoes, I am wearing blazers, I am a manager, talk. Imagining like that himself. Every jiva is in a particular bodily dress, completely identifies with that. And the elephant has a huge body, that jiva thinks, I have a huge body, boom, boom, Gajendra was walking like this. When he was keeping his foot, one foot, boom, 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 he was vibrating. Isn't it? So, every jiva is identifying with the material body, with the Bahiranga Shakti very strongly, is made forgetful, he says, because of the contact with material energy. And this is very important to emphasize. Why? Very conveniently, Mayavadi is put it under the category of Vyavaharika. Vyavaharika means what? Oh, we think we are illusioned. It's not actually, you know, you are Supreme Brahman, currently just dreaming that you are in, you know, you are in this material world. The material energy doesn't exist only. This kind of falsehood they are spreading. You understand, no? Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the scriptures, when you read, direct meaning should be taken. Don't speculate, don't concoct, don't cover up anything. So, first thing established, the scriptures very clearly talk about impersonal aspect of the Lord and personal aspect. Why do you completely deny the personal aspect? For example, I will quote a verse from Vedanta Sutra. Raso vai saha. Correct, no? So, rasa vai saha means what? He is the abode of rasas. Then why do you try to strip him of all the rasas? Try to make him a dry god with no form and no qualities and no attributes. Isn't it? So, therefore you will find they are only taking one aspect. But you will see Prabhupada books, Prabhupada doesn't deny the impersonal aspect. Prabhupada accepts that Vadantita Tattva Vidas, Tattva Vijnan Madvayam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan Shudde. We accept all the three. So the absolute truth should be accepted in totality. Not conveniently the one which you want to accept. Correct, no? Especially the Mayavadis, they have doubts about Smritis and the Puranic pastimes where the Lord's personality comes. So they conveniently want to cut that portion and accept only the impersonal portion. Correct, no? And when they accept the impersonal portion, they also render him impotent by rejecting his Shaktis. Actually, they have a problem in the Shaktis. Why? As soon as you talk about the three Shaktis, Tadasya Shakti will come. When you talk about Tadasya Shakti is a jiva who is conditioned soul. And when people will catch them, hey, how did Supreme Brahman become conditioned? Then they have to tell the biggest lie that Brahmam, Satyam, Jagat, Mithya. They have to claim that the material world is Mithya completely. Like that they have to deny that. Correct, no? Material world is not Mithya. Your attachment to material world which makes you foolish, you know, that foolishness is due to false attachment. One need not be attached to material world because one's identity is different. That is correct. But to claim that the material world doesn't exist is simply falsehood. And now you all are understanding why they are saying like that. Why the Jagat Mithya they have to say? Why they have to say Jagat as Mithya? Why? If they don't say Jagat is Mithya, what will happen? Yes? No, that is true. But if the Jagat is real, then the entanglement of the jiva is also real. Correct, no? That's where they are afraid. Because they accept that, yes, right now we are entangled. Then next question people will ask is, how can Supreme Brahman become? They can't answer that question. Correct, no? So therefore, they have very carefully coined the philosophy in such a way that they can escape wherever you hit. Correct, no? They have to say Jagat doesn't exist. You are just imagining it is existing. Okay, nasato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sata, hoviyor abhidishtontas tvanayos tatvatta darshibhi, he says. And that Krishna says that the body is made of matter. It is no permanence. It is temporary. And the soul is made of spirit. And it is never extinguished. The soul always exists. Then why lament? Body is anyway temporary. And the soul is always permanent. So, you are crying for the body or the soul? If you are crying for the soul, I can tell you, soul will never die, don't worry. If you say, I am crying for the body, but body is never existent permanently. Body will be temporary. It will be dismantled. correct, no? Again, ajirna, it will become jirna, and then you get another body, third body, fourth body. So you will find, Krishna says that all the tattva darshis, they have declared that the material manifestations are temporary, he says. But these people don't want to say temporary. What they say? It doesn't exist only, yeah. By saying it doesn't exist, then when you ask them, how did Supreme Brahman become captured by Maya? What they can say? Because Maya, the body doesn't exist. Material doesn't, matter doesn't exist. It's a Brahman, Satyam, Jagat, Mithya. Then they will say, that means the Parabrahman is never entangled. Like that they will say. Then if you argue, hey, don't tell me stories, I can see that we are entangled. Then they will say, Pratibhashika, Vyavaharika, Paramarthika. If you are, like I told you in the beginning, that you identify as a dog, as a manager, as a girl and all that, that is called Pratibhashika. Totally identifying with illusion. And Vyavaharika means, you think that I am a jiva, I have become conditioned, I am entrapped in this body, I am suffering now, and I have to get moksha out of this body. That is the Vyavaharika. And the Paramarthika stage, when you come, you say that, matter doesn't exist only. That was just an imagination, like that they say. You understood, no? In this way, they want to claim that now or later, I am always God. Therefore, they say, not only I have not come here to say I am God, they say, I have come here to tell all of you that all of you are also gods. Don't worry. Not only I am God, you are also God. This is their philosophy. Correct, no? So, in order to completely smash this bogus philosophy, what Lord Chaitanya will do? Two things established till now. One is, the absolute truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead has a personality. And you people are saying is impersonal. Now, what about all the Shruti statements? Saha Aikshata. Saha Asrijata. Similarly, Bahunam. What about all that? So, Mahaprabhu is bringing all those arguments. Lord is a personality. Okay, after establishing Lord as a person, then he is telling, Jiva is also a person. Lord is also a person, but what is the difference? He is a supreme person. Jiva is a part and parcel person. And then he is bringing the second point of Shaktis. Once the Shakti point is brought, thoroughly it will be proven that the Jiva is subordinate to God. Brahman is subordinate to Supreme Brahman. Although they are one in quality. Correct, no? Therefore, you can ask yourself, what do you think Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, do you think they are all foolish to be able to establish this philosophy, because they have enough substantial evidences to show from the scriptures that Lord has Shaktis. Like you say, Parasya Shaktir Vividaiva Shruyate Svabhava Kijnana Balakriyacha. This is one verse. Another verse. Shakti Shakti Matayor Avedaha. This is also a Veda Vakya. That means there is also Shakti. There is also Shaktiman. And there is a non-difference between the two. Now, Shakti, Shakti Mati or Abheda, if you say, then if you say both of them are one, then why is Shakti should be mentioned separately? You understand the question, no? See, if Shakti, Shakti Mati or Abheda, like Jesus says, I and Father are one, when he says. See, if you and Father are one, then what you should say? Only Father should remain. There should be no son only. Why? Because they are both already same only. Then why do you distinguish between Father and Son? That clearly proves that you and Father have two individual identities, but in spirit you are one. Correct, no? So, therefore, there are statements which say Shakti Shaktiman are one. There are also statements which say Shakti Shaktiman are separate. So, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Ataparakita Surya Nahi Jani Radha Vera Hita Krishna Nahi Mani. He's telling. He's saying, without sunlight, I will not accept the sun. He's telling. Similarly, without Radharani standing by side of Krishna, I will not accept Krishna. He's saying. That means Krishna is Shaktiman, Radharani is Shakti. Don't try to strip off Krishna like sometimes you find in some books, some Gita Prasanna, you find sometimes Krishna is standing alone. Poor Krishna, there is no Yamuna, there is no cow, there is no calf, no Radharani, alone standing. He looks very morose also. So you have seen that picture? Because there is no one around. Have you ever seen Krishna like that? Alone. Actually, we made one painting competition. 2.5 lakh children participated in that in those days. And Pune temple got Guinness Book of World Record first rank. But the secret I will tell you how Pune became, how many children participated in that. Because when we got that picture, it was Krishna, Balaram and covered boys playing in the trees, sliding down. In the trees they slide, no? They slide down. Come on, lot of birds are there. Cows and calves are also watching. Deers are watching there. Monkeys are thinking, Are you only used to slide, now Krishna also has joined us. And they are all watching happily. And the children had to color it. So many children had colored it very nice green. Lot of tree and grass of Vrindavan, trees of Vrindavan, cows, calves. So this became considered as a part of the green revolution. That we are actually spreading a green consciousness across the globe. So when we posted it for advertising, inviting people, we got lot of support from people sending it all across. So then many people painted. And then so you will see that Vrindavan is a place of variety, correct? No, colorful variety. Lord is the center. He is like the moon. All other jivas are like stars, correct? No, so everyone is surrounding Krishna and playing with him. And this is actually the absolute truth, surrounded by his devotees. So, Mahaprabhu is establishing, secondly, the Shaktis. Why? Once the Shaktis are established well, the subordinate position of the Jiva will become thoroughly proven. Nobody can escape. So, systematically he is developing the subject now. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
O King, 155.
Yeah.
O King, the Kshetragya Shakti is the living entity. Although he has the facility to live in either the material or spiritual world, he suffers the threefold miseries of mortal existence because he is influenced by the avidya, nescience potency, which covers his constitutional position.
You know this five, no? Avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha. So this is equivalent to the five coverings called jnana, ajnana vrittayah. What are they? Anybody knows the shloka? Sahara Jagre Anta Tamishram Tamishram Atha Atha Tamishram Adikrit and then Mahamoham Chamoham Cha. What cha? Tamascha Ajnana Vrittayah, he says, no? So what is the equivalent of avidya there? Tamaha. And then avidya asmita. See, what is asmita? Aham engineer asmi, aham doctor asmi, aham motor asmi, aham patra asmi, like that. Thinking like that. Asmita. Asmi means considering myself to be with a material body. Correct, no? So, that is asmita. So, when avidya covers us, we immediately identify with the body. That is called moha. And then, raga means attachment to those bodily extensions. Like, namely, mother, father, wife, children, family. That's called Mahamoha. Avidya, Asmita, and Raga, and Dvesha means anger and hatred arising from frustration of unfulfillment of one's desires. And then finally, Abhinivesha means clinging to bodily enjoyments and bodily absorption completely. That is, at which one in that? Actually, the tama is the ignorance, which is the sense of death, which is the one? That is sense of death. Because of, yeah, that's the last one, huh? So, the jiva is taken out of the body. So, he has a sense of death, correct. So, these five ajnana vrittis were created by Brahma, and he covered all the living entities in this world. So, that's what he is saying here, the Kshetrajna living entity is covered over by avidya. And from avidya, the other things develop also. Okay. Avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha. If avidya is shot down, avidya is completely finished, then like avidya, kama, karma, bihi, she says, no, Kunti. All the kama, karma and all can be finished if avidya is finished. Avidya is the root cause. Yeah. Go ahead.
This living entity, covered by the influence of nescience, exists in different forms in the material condition. O King, he is thus proportionately freed from the influence of material energy to a greater or lesser degree.
That is the five type of, you know that, no? Avarta Chetana, Sankuchit Chetana, Mukulit Chetana, Vikasit Chetana and Purana Vikasit Chetana. Covered consciousness, stunted consciousness, shrunken consciousness, blossomed consciousness and fully blossomed consciousness. So, covered consciousness means like like almost like dead creatures. Like you have seen the starfish, you have seen that. Once when I was when we went in school days to this thing some tour, the starfish was thrown by the ocean in the seashore, you know. So it looked like a star. I thought it really looking like a star. I just picked up in the hand, and then the teacher saw that. He said, "Hey, it's a starfish. It's a fish. I mentally dropped it." It looks like almost dead. You all have seen that. When you take it out of the water, the starfish looks like almost, it's looking like a rock only. When you put in the water, it'll start moving the hands. After that, it's like five or six type of these things. So there are some creatures which appear to be almost like dead, you know? Completely covered consciousness. Huh? Algae also, yeah. Avar chetana, sankuchi chetana means, you know, like the plants and trees. You know? And then, avarta chetana, sankuchi chetana, mukullit means, yeah, like animals, four-legged, and all the animals also moving. And then there is vikasit means human beings. Then purna vikasit, devotee, pure devotees. Go ahead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. This means that He originally has three potencies. The pleasure potency, the potency of eternality, and the potency of knowledge. Together, these are called the Chit potency, and they are present in full in the Supreme Lord. For the living entities who are part and parcel of the Lord, the pleasure potency in the material world is sometimes displeasing and sometimes mixed. This is not the case with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He is not under the influence of the material energy or its modes.
Prabhupada says in the material world there is happiness and mixed happiness. He says mixed happiness is nothing but suffering only. Just like we say, Prabhupada, you want sweet rice or you want sweet rice with stones? Which one you prefer? Yeah. You may say, Prabhupada, we have mixed sweet rice. What is mixed? Stone particles are mixed. Then how can you enjoy? That's how the material world is. It's a combination of pleasure and pain. Sukha, dukkha, shita, ushna, mana, apamana, labha, alabha. That kind of things. That's what he's saying here.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead in His original form is full of eternity, knowledge and bliss. The spiritual potency in these three portions, Sat, Chit and Ananda, assumes three different forms.
Sandini, Samvit, Ladini. Just now we discussed that. Yeah. Yeah. 160.
The spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead also appears in three phases, internal, marginal and external. These are all engaged in His devotional service in love. In His spiritual potency, the Supreme Lord enjoys six kinds of opulences. You do not accept this spiritual potency, and this is due to your great impudence.
Like that Mahaprabhu is telling him. Because you have not accepted the spiritual shaktis of the Lord. God has many shaktis. Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti. So, similarly, these are also Samvit Shakti, Ladini Shakti, Sandini Shakti. So, you are trying to cover up the Lord's Shaktis, opulences. Actually, why the Mayavadis try to strip the Lord of the opulences? In this world also, you will see the opulences make a person very attractive. Like, imagine if all of us are sitting in a class, suddenly, say, one very famous cricketer like Tendulkar or somebody comes here. And he is also sitting in the class. So, when the speaker is speaking, more people will be looking at him than the speaker also. Correct, no? Now, what is the speciality, the charm that he has? Not that he is a very handsome person or something. Because everybody knows he stands out amongst cricketers. We are putting several sixers and people have seen year after year after year, correct, no? Bringing success to Indian team. So you will find that one particular opulence is making him attractive, materially. In the same manner, somebody, the cinema actor, actress, they have a bodily beauty gifted by the illusory energy potency of the Lord. So when they come to some place, many people want to go stand next to them and click photo with them, correct? No? They immediately, what do you call it? We call them as crowd pullers, correct? No? So you will see all the crowd pullers are carrying some opulence of the Lord in small proportion. Yad yad vibhuti matsatvam shrimadurjidam evava తత్తత్ ఏవావగచ్చత్వం మమ తేజోంశ సంభవం. కృష్ణ సేసిన యూనో ద జీవస్ ఆర్ ప్రొసెసింగ్ సమ్ స్మాల్ అంశ ఆఫ్ మై ఆపులెన్స్ అండ్ జస్ట్ సీ హౌ అట్రాక్టివ్ దే బికమ్. యూ కెన్ సీ దట్. సో నౌ ట్రై టు స్ట్రిప్ దమ్ ఆఫ్ ఆఫ్ దర్ ఆపులెన్స్, నోబడి విల్ బి అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు దమ్. యూ విల్ సీ, ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ యు నో యూ టేక్ దట్ ఫేమస్ ఫుట్బాల్ ప్లేయర్ ఐ వాస్ టెలింగ్ యూ, యు నో వెన్ హీ బ్రోక్ హిస్ లెగ్ అండ్ పుట్ అ వుడెన్ లెగ్ ఇన్ ద ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ లెగ్ ఫ్రమ్ నీ బిలో, బిలో నీ ఇట్ వాస్ వుడెన్, దెన్ హీ కుడెంట్ ప్లే ఫుట్బాల్ ఎనీ మోర్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్. And gone was the charm for all the people. He had millions of fans before, you know, so many people you know doing jai jaikar for him. Now when he reached home, there were only two people for him. His parents were sitting on one side and the padri from the church was sitting on the other side. And the padri said, I always came to your home to give you sermons, you had no time, now you have time, let me speak to you something. Yeah. So he told them that you see, the whole world was behind me when I was a football champion. Now that he broke my leg, nobody even want to look at me also. So his opulence of ability to play football and bring success to the team was gone. Correct, no? So Mayavadi is thinking, why are these people attracted to Krishna, Rama and all these people so much? Let us strip them of their shaktis. Ravana did the same thing. Correct, no? Ravana wanted to take Sita away, shakti of the Lord away. He didn't want to worship Shakti Shaktiman together as Hanuman wanted to worship. Hanuman always worshipped Sita Ram together. Siya Ram, Jai Siya Ram, Jai Siya Ram, Jai Siya Ram. But Ravana wanted only Sita. He wanted to enjoy the Shaktis, but he didn't want Shaktiman. He wanted to disconnect both of them. You can see that. Shripad Ramanujacharya says that the absolute truth is like a blue lotus. In the blue lotus, the blue is compared to the Shaktis. And the lotus is compared to Krishna or Vishnu. Just as the blueness cannot be separated from a blue lotus, similarly the Lord Shaktis cannot be separated from him. They are inherent in him. And only people, envious people may try to suppress the Shaktis of the Lord and not let the Shaktis be glorified. Correct, no? Opulences. Therefore you will find in Prabhupada's books, even from small books, Bhagavan, Bhaga means Parashramani's definition will come immediately. ఐశ్వర్యస్య సమగ్రస్య వీర్యస్య యశస్య జ్ఞాన వైరాగ్య తాత్వికో షన్నం భగం ఇతి గణ. ప్రభుపాద్ విల్ ఇమిడియట్లీ కోట్ అండ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ద సిక్స్ ఆపులెన్సెస్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్, హౌ కృష్ణ పొసెస్డ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, యునో. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ప్రభుపాద్ యూఆర్ చేసిన ఆపులెన్స్ ఎంఫసైజింగ్ ద సేమ్ పాయింట్, యు ఆర్ ట్రయింగ్ టు నాట్ అక్సెప్ట్ స్పిరిచువల్ పొటెన్సీ, దట్ ఈస్ డ్యూ టు యువర్ గ్రేట్ ఇంపిడెన్స్. స్ట్రైట్ ఫార్వర్డ్ మహాప్రభు సెడ్ దట్. గో అహెడ్ నౌ. Jiva as the energy of the Lord never become one. Yes.
162. The Lord is the master of the potencies and the living entity is the servant of them. That is the difference between the Lord and the
Mayadish. And Jivatma is
Mayavash. However, you declare that the Lord and the living entities are one and the same. In the Bhagavad Gita, the living entity is established as the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet you say that the living entity is completely different from the Lord.
Yeah, I'll show one more page. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego are my eightfold separated energies. Besides these inferior energies, which are material, there is another energy, a spiritual energy.
Apareyam mitasvanyam. Together.
Jiva.
Together. Then. Prakritim vidhime param. Jiva bhutam mahabaho. Ayedam dharyate jagat. Yeah. Go ahead. So that is called, this is called aparashakti and that is called? Parashakti. Yes.
The entire material world is sustained by the living entities. 166. The transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is complete in eternity, cognizance and bliss. However, you describe this transcendental form as a product of material goodness.
This is one thing I didn't explain. According to Mayavadis, when the Supreme Brahman, you know, when he touches mode of goodness, he is Vasudev. They will say. when he touches mode of passion, you know, he becomes all these jivas, living entities. When he touches ignorance, he becomes jada, like jada prakriti. Like that they will say. This is their speculation. Another speculation. They have many speculations, is one of them. Also, yeah. When it comes to self. So, can the absolute supreme Brahman come under the three gunas? Krishna says, you know, namam karmani limpanti, name karma phale spriha, idi mam yo bijanati karma birna sabadyate. That's about karma. Similarly, so, there is one, tribir gunam ayair bhavair, yevi sarvam idam jagat, mohitam na bijanati mamedya paramavyayam. Yechaiva sattvika bhava, rajasastamasashchaye, matta eve titan viddi, natvaham teshu te mayi. From me, the three gunas are coming, but I am not in them. Natvaham teshu te mayi. I am not entangled by them. What they are saying, you know, what is it like? The poor spider, you know, it went round and round and made the what do you call it? A web. After making the web, he got caught in that same web. Somebody says, how foolish it is. Spider is stoutly sitting in the middle, he is never caught. In fact, other flies and butterflies who come there, they are caught. Similarly, Mahavishnu is just lying down and creating all the millions of universes. He is never caught. In fact, those jivas who come to material world, they get caught. Correct, no? So, who is entangled and who is not entangled, one should know the difference. To say that the Vasudeva touches Sattvaguna and becomes, Supreme Brahman touches the Sattvaguna and gets a Vasudeva form, it's very offensive. That's what Mahaprabhu will now declare that. Similarly, he touches, Tamaguna and becomes matter. So this kind of, actually the absolute truth emanates material and spiritual worlds, but he is completely aloof. In fact, I heard that just like a child playing with a soap bubble, you know, soap solution, when it has, lot of bubbles come out. You seen that? See, the child doesn't have to produce the soap water from his mouth. He doesn't have to produce. Soap water is always there. What he does? Takes a pipe or banana tree, this thing or something. What do you call that? Not banana tree. Papaya. Papaya, this thing is there, no? Leaf, tube kind of thing. He takes that, like that he does, and big bubbles are coming like that. So, solution is. Similarly, Mahavishnu, His Grace Mukunda Madhaprabhu has done deep studies about Sankhya also. So he was telling the Pradhan Lord, just as the Jiva is eternal in the spiritual world, so Pradhan is also eternal here. Matter is always eternal. So, and Lord doesn't come in contact with it. When the bubbles are coming from his body, it's not that from inside they are coming out. It's like that only. He said, Pradhan is always there, but Lord is making it into universes. And just like a child is converting the soap water into bubbles like that. So he was showing, quotes and everything for that. Lord is never touched by matter. And even when he comes into the material world, he says, you know, what is that verse? Maya tatamidam sarvam jagada vyaktamurtina machtani sarva bhutani nachaham tesha avasthitaha nachamastani bhutani pashyame yogam aishwaram bhuta brinnacha bhutastu mamatma bhuta bhavana. Those two verses clearly he says. Actually, these are the same two verses which Einstein wanted to understand. Many students would go from India, Einstein would ask, can you explain these two verses? Because he thought there is some great secret about these two verses. About Lord's simultaneous connectedness and disconnectedness from matter. If Einstein heard it, he would have chanted Hare Krishna. You know, somebody could teach him at that time. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now teaching that how the Shaktis of the Lord are resting in Him. They depend on Him. He doesn't depend on them. Like Lakshmi is massaging Narayana because she wants to be His devotee. It's not that Narayana is running up Lakshmi and my legs are paining and please massage. No. He is not running after her. Lakshmi is running after him. She says that in that Samudra Mathan Leela when she comes out. No? She says that in this world everybody has some defect except the Narayana. Finally she said even he has one defect. What is it? You know, he is not after me. That is his only defect. And then she said, but you know, he has accepted the garland which is offered to him. Not only that, the bumblebees want to hover on his garland. He doesn't drive them away. And the Ashtasiddhis are also surrounding him, wanting to serve him. He doesn't reject them. That means one point is clear. Whoever goes to him to take shelter, he doesn't reject them. So let me also go along with these fellows. If I seek his shelter, he will not reject me. So, like that he will accept me. So, she also went and bowed down to Narayana. Then Narayana kept her in the chest as a golden hair. He kept after her. Shri Rupini Kunayati Charanaramindam Leelambuje Naharisat Manimukta Dosha Sam Lakshate Svadika Kudya Upekta Hemni Samarjativa Yadanu Grahanenya Yatna. He's saying Samarjativa. She's taking a lotus whirling in one hand, another hand. Jadu. He want to sweep and see a smile on Vishnu's face. That again, that verse shows that she is actually trying to please the Lord. Lord is not after her, but she is after him. So, in this way, the Shaktis are dependent on the Lord. That's the point. And the Jiva is also a Shakti. Don't try to make a tiny Jiva Shakti into Supreme Brahman. That's a big fallacy and big aparad. Correct, no? Go ahead.
One who does not accept the transcendental form of the Lord is certainly an agnostic. Such a person should be neither seen nor touched. Indeed, he is subject to be punished by Yamaraj.
We'll read that verse. What is that? 167, no?
167.
Yeah, hear what he says. Shri Vigrahaye Nama Mane Seyita Pashandi Adrishya Aspurishya Seyi Hayayamadandi Adrishya, don't even see him, he says. Aspurishya, don't even touch him, he says. Actually, there is one more Puranic verse. It says, Madrishi, like that it says, one should not look at the face of an atheist. Like that, there is one verse also. It says, Sei hai Yamadandi, he is fit for being punished by Yamaraj.
Paramaharaj says, Aham mane brahma nene bhakti chete varma tuka mane kshanam nako tayache darshana.
Don't see such a person.
One who says, I am only that brahman, aham mane brahma,
correct.
Nene bhakti chete varma. No, this is not bhakti. Tuka mane kshana nako tayache darshana. For a second also, you should not take darshan of such a person.
Beautiful. This is a good quote to show that Tukaram never was impersonal, impersonalist. Some people think he was having some impersonal quote. This is a proof that, you know, I heard that in Tukaram Abhangas, some people try to bring out impersonal meaning just like they do from the scriptures. But here he is flatly denying that. He is saying that, you know, if somebody claims I am Brahman, he says, don't even look at his face. Similar thing, he says. Yeah. Please read the purport. I'll show the purport. 1, 6 points. I'll just show the purport.
According to the Vedic instructions, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has His eternal transcendental form, which is always blissful and full of knowledge. Impersonalists think that material refers to the forms within our experience and that spiritual refers to an absence of form. However, one should know that beyond this material nature is another nature which is spiritual. Just as there are material forms in the material world, there are spiritual forms in the spiritual world. This is confirmed by all Vedic literature. The spiritual forms in the transcendental world have nothing to do with the negative conception of formlessness. The conclusion is that a person is an agnostic when he does not agree to worship the transcendental form of the Lord. Actually, at the present moment, all systems of religion deny the worship of the form of the Lord due to ignorance of his transcendental form. The first class materialists, the Mayavadis, imagine 5 specific forms of the Lord.
The Panchapasana we are talking,
But when they try to equate the worship of such imaginary forms with bhakti, they are immediately condemned. Lord Krishna confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita 7:15, where he says, Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradhamah. Bereft of real knowledge due to agnosticism, the Mayavadi philosophers should not even be seen by the devotees of the Lord, nor touched, because those philosophers are liable to be punished by Yamaraj, the superintendent demigod who judges the activities of sinful men. The Mayavadi agnostics wander within this universe in different species of life due to their non-devotional activities.
And they are punishable by Yamaraj, he says. So one more I wanted to show you, one more verse. Here that is 162. See, 162 purport is very important. 162. Okay, sorry. If you see, Maya Desha Maya Vasha Ishwere Jive Bheda. Hena Jive Ishwara Saha Kahata Abheda. Yeah, that is the translation.
The Lord is the master of the potencies, and the living entity is the servant of them. That is the difference between the Lord and the living entity. However, you declare that the Lord and the living entities are one and the same.
Yeah. So in the purport, Prabhupada is quoting this one, Mundaka Upanishad, Dva, Suparna, Sayuja, Sakaya. That is the two birds, you know, Samane, Vikshe, Purushoni, Magno, Anishishoti. Read that, Mundaka Upanishad.
Mundaka Upanishad completely distinguishes the Lord from the living entities. The living entity is subjected to the reactions of fruitive activity, whereas the Lord simply witnesses such activity and bestows the results.
And then living entity wanders from one to another. Huh? Okay. I'll go back. Now 168. Here.
Buddhists do not recognize the authority of the Vedas, therefore they are considered agnostics. However, those who have taken shelter of the Vedic scriptures yet preach agnosticism in accordance with the Mayavad philosophy are certainly more dangerous than the Buddhists.
Yeah. See, Vedanamaniya Baudha Hayata Nastika. Vedashraya Nastikya Vada Baudha Ke Adhika. Are they coming there worse than Buddhists also? Please read the translation. I read that translation purport.
Although the Buddhists are directly opposed to Vaishnava philosophy, it can easily be understood that the Shankarites are more dangerous because they accept the authority of the Vedas yet act contrary to Vedic instruction. Vedashraya Nastika.
At this point of time, I want to tell you one very important thing. If any of you come from Shankarite background, You belong to Karnataka, like there is one. What are they called as? Shingeri also. And if you come from a Shaivite background, you are putting this. So sometimes you may be coming from a background. There are even Buddhists who became ISKCON devotees also, by background. So one should know that if you identify with that, that means we are in which consciousness? Bodily consciousness. Correct, no? Soul is aloof from that. But we may be unaware and ignorant in following such a wrong path like the Buddhism or like the impersonalism. Correct, no? But the moment you understand it, we have to wake up and come out of that situation. Correct, no? He says, this is worse than Buddhism also. Why? For example, you say you are going to drink water in a pond. A tiger also comes there. Will you together drink? Dangerous. Because if you bend the neck, immediately tiger, cheetah, they all pounce on you only when you bend. I went to one village for book distribution last time, Bhagavatam distribution. So those fellows asked me, you came through which route? We took a shortcut where we went through the forest and came. He said, while going back, don't go through that, you go from this road, he told us. I asked why. On the way, he saw some cheetah, he asked me, cheetahs come in that route. Of course, we were inside the sumo only. But he was telling, in case you come through that type of area, When you get out from the vehicle, nobody should pass water or drink water by
bending like this.
Because their aim is only neck. If they see the neck is conveniently available for them to catch, they will immediately pounce with their mouth here or here, it will catch like that. If a man is straight, they are afraid, they will run away. They say like that, cheetah. They were saying. But why did I say that? I was about to tell you, if you are going and drinking water, a cheetah comes, tiger comes, you will immediately run away. Correct? No? But imagine if a cheetah or a tiger comes with a skin of a cow. And it looks like a cow. And it comes to drink water, you are also going, immediately catches you. But, so Mayavad is like that only. It is like a tiger covered with a cow skin. Like you say, for example, many Mayavadi followers will tell you, no, don't think we are rejecting God. We also worship the five murtis. But what is the worship of five murtis? It's cheating. Because they will worship five murtis, after some time they will dubuk, they will put in water. They will not worship them for whole life. Correct, no? And they may say, we are also pious. You know, we also chant, you know, the Vedic scriptures. We memorize Bhagavad Gita shlokas and all that, they will say. But many of the Mayavadi followers, they don't know exactly how dangerous is the philosophy. Therefore, when you, there is a difference between preaching to a hardcore Mayavadi and preaching to the innocent, gullible followers of Mayavadis. You understand, no? So, in case you see that somebody is a Lingayat, Lingayat people I was telling you. So, like our Ram Sai Prabhu comes from that kind of family. Even I myself also, I come from such a family. They are different, but Shaivites from south, everywhere, they go everywhere, yeah. But what I was telling was, if somebody is coming from such a background, you have to check whether they are hardcore Mayavadis or innocently misled by Mayavadis. So if they are innocently misled, it is very easy to bring them to Vaishnava path. But if they are hardcore Mayavadis, therefore Mahaprabhu is strongly getting on the case of Saramatacharya. Go ahead.
Vedashraya Nastikyavad means agnosticism under the shelter of Vedic literature, Vedic culture, and refers to the monistic philosophy of the Mayavadis. Lord Buddha abandoned the authority of the Vedic literature and therefore rejected the ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices recommended in the Vedas. His Nirvana philosophy means stopping all material activities. Lord Buddha did not recognize the presence of transcendental forms and spiritual activities beyond the material world. He simply described voidism beyond this material existence. The Mayavadi philosophers offer lip service to the Vedic authority but try to escape the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. They concoct some idea of a transcendental position and call themselves Narayan or God. However, God's position is completely different from their concoction. Such Mayavadi philosophers consider themselves above the influence of karmakanda, fruitive activities and their reactions. For them, the spiritual world is equated with the Buddhist voidism. There is very little difference between impersonalism and voidism. Voidism can be directly understood. But the impersonalism enunciated by Mayavadi philosophers is not very easily understandable. Of course, Mayavadi philosophers accept a spiritual existence, but they do not know about the spiritual world and spiritual beings.
Yeah, see a nice comparison Prabhupada is making. Bauddhavad, at least they openly deny God and they want to go to void in Nirvana. From that point of view, Bauddha is more safe and you can't be cheated by a Buddhist. Because they have Nindasi Vedam. They have rejected the Vedas. And in that sense, Mayavad is more dangerous. But out of the two, Mayavad is better than Buddhism. In what sense? At least they accept the Vedas, number one. And number two, they accept the existence of a supreme Brahman beyond this material world. At least in impersonal form. But Buddhists talk about Nirvana means going to Shunya. Where you stop existing only. Like I told you, if you eat sweet rice and sand particles are coming. So Mayavadis say that, because of the varieties of sweets you are trying to eat, therefore you are facing pain. So eat plain rice. That is who? Who says? Mayavadis. Buddhists are saying you have to stop eating program only. Because you ate, therefore you are facing problem. Better not eat only. That is who? Buddhism. Dangerous philosophy, no? And Vaishnava philosophy says, yes, the sweet rice is wonderful, but make sure next time you cook without any sand. Huh? And that is spiritual world. Correct, no? Material world means eating with sand. It's like that. So therefore, yes. Give the mic to him.
One side where Buddhists, they don't accept spiritual realm, they don't understand, they consider everything zero. But here Mayavadis actually accept the spiritual thing they are accepting, the Brahman. So who is better in among the
See, the one who accepts the Vedas and one who accepts Supreme Brahman is better. Out of the two. But in order to not get cheated, say a new person, he will be more cheated by whom? There with the Buddhists. Buddhists can clearly know, hey, these are Gnostics, I will not go to them. You can keep away. But the impersonalists look like, you know, they are also going to temple, they are doing Murti Puja, they are chanting mantra. Everything looks like that, but then ultimately they think they are only God. And anyway, if he hears that philosophy, he will come to know. Even myself also, in my school days, I used to wonder, there was one book called Who Am I? That was a small pocket book I got from Mayavadi organization, One Mission. So when I was reading that book, I understood, as I proceeded, he was gradually trying to say that we are only God. You know, ultimately every jiva, all of us are God only, we don't know, we have forgotten. I just threw away the book. After that, I just tore it and threw it away. I didn't accept it. This is nonsense. What is this? How can somebody offend? At that time, I was not in touch with anybody. Because, you know, at least you are understanding that they are trying to tell you something which is not true. Some people will understand, correct, no? But then when I met Vaishnavas, it became crystal clear. What the difference? But those who are envious of God, for them that philosophy will look nice or not nice. Yeah, it will look very nice. Oh, these bhaktas are all sentimental fellows, they are dancing, singing. I am a jnani, I meditate because I am only Supreme Brahman. Correct, no? That's what he is saying. Go ahead. And then he is quoting A. Anya Aravindaksha Vimukta Marina, he is quoting that. Tvayastha Bhava. Yeah, please give the mic to him. Andam tamah pravishanti. They go to darken, more darken. See, there are four types of Brahma, impersonalists, I told you, correct, no? Two are offensive and two are not. So, who are the two not offensive? Shukadeva Goswami and Kumaras type of people. They come to Lord thinking he is impersonal and then after seeing his form, he fall in love. That is one type of Brahmavadi. Another Brahmavadi knows there is impersonal, there is personal. And they pray to Krishna that, my dear Lord, without your mercy, I cannot get moksha. I know that you exist. I know your devotees are doing seva, but I want to relax. So give me Brahman. So I will fall at your feet, roll on the ground, and you award me mukti. So this is one category of Brahmavadi. They are also not offensive. They accept Krishna's position. The other two fellows are offensive. Who are they? One fellow says that, you know, he doesn't take help of Krishna at all. He doesn't take help of Krishna, Vishnu, he doesn't surrender. On his own strength, he wants to attain moksha. And they are the fellows, A.N.A. Aravindaksha Vimukta Maninaha, Tvayastha Bhavad Avishuddha Buddhayaha Aruhya Kritsena Parampadam Tataha Patantiyado Anadrita Yishma Dangraya. Because they didn't take shelter of Yishma Dangraya. Yishma means you are. Angraya, they didn't take shelter of your lotus feet. They tried on their own, they fell down. They slipped and fell. For example, you know this, they put this, what do you call this, a star kind of thing to clean the top. That day they were doing that, no? You saw, no? Ladder. So one devotee is telling another devotee, Prabhuji, I will hold it below and you can climb up and do it. This devotee says, no, Prabhuji, why are you doing time pass? You get lost, no? I will take care of myself. You go and do another service, I will take care. So he climbs up, suddenly this becomes like this. Sometimes you have seen that, then he falls, correct, no? He doesn't take any help, If he took help of another fellow holding, then he is more safe. Similarly, these jnanis think, why should I take help from God, you know, Krishna? They are envious of Krishna. They think, I am independent. I will do on my own. Then they go up, patanti adho anadrita yishma dangraya. That is one category. Another category of offenders, they openly declare that Krishna's body is maya, made of flesh and bones like your body or my body. Like that they preach. So, these two people go to hell, what you said. They both go to hell. Those who offend they fall down and they go to hell also for offending the personality of God. So earlier I was confused. Sometimes we say they go to Brahma Jyoti, sometimes, now it's very clear. When I read Gita Rahasyam, I prepared, no? So four types of impersonalists are very categorically explained there. It became crystal clear now. That means amongst them also there are offensive and non-offensive people, impersonalists also. Yeah, now it's time up now. So we have not finished that section of Shankaracharya. It's about 167 to 183. We are in which verse now? 168 only. So it will take some time because some of the purports were very vital. Oh, because this is the vital portion of this chapter. What he talks about Shankara's philosophy here. After that, you go fast. Once Bhattacharya becomes devotee, we will run like anything fast. You all know the pastime. You know, how he said Krishna Krishna and Ed Prasadam, you know, and he quoted a shloka from Purana and Ed Prasad. All that pastime will go very fast. And then, you know, bhakti, mukti into bhakti and all that. So, but this portion I thought we should dwell and learn it thoroughly, because when we preach to impersonalists, we should have these proper arguments given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the coming class, when we come back again, this will get over, 163. Up to this we can finish, explanation of Atmaram verse also finish. How many of you have seen the Atmaram, my morning Bhagavatam class, 64 explanation of Atmaram, you have seen it already? You are all here only? It came there? They didn't see, they are saying. How many of you haven't seen it? If you haven't seen, I have to speak on it. You all have seen it? They haven't seen. How many? Acha. Oh. Okay, there is a PowerPoint with that. Maybe I can. Is it done? Okay. Then this only, at the most we can finish only 8 and 9 tomorrow, I think. And then, we have 10, 11, oh, what is 10th one? Yeah, Chaitanya displaces forms of, this will go very fast. Forms of Vishnu and Krishna and the new Sarvam Bhattacharya. Okay, two more classes may take, I think. Okay. Which one? Yeah, these pastimes will go fast. Okay. I think that means, how many classes? Four, I think. Three or four more, I think. Then we can properly complete. But this section we should not rush through. Very important section. For Shankara. Because that's where his transformation comes, no? Vital portion of the chapter. Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita.